page 49. Lesson D. Biomimicry. 3. Listening and speaking. The genius of the natural world. A. Listen to a presentation about the applications of biomimicry. Match the examples from nature that the presenter talks about to the real-world problems below. Number the pictures 1 to 4.
There are insects in the natural world that live in large communities. There may be millions of them in 1 square mile, and yet these insects, when they fly around, never collide. They never hit each other. They don't hit each other and fall from the sky. Remarkable, isn't it? And scientists know that the reason for this is because of one neuron in the insect's brain, one tiny part of the insect's brain. Now, imagine if we could take that cell in the insect's brain, see how it works, and apply it to a problem in the real world. Which problem could we solve? Yes, just imagine in 20, 30, 40 years, perhaps we will have found a way to prevent car accidents, to prevent cars from colliding with each other, and all because of an insect. And on top of that, millions of lives will have been saved. One problem we had in the past was in the field of medicine. Well, in transporting medicine and vaccines, really. And it's a great example of how nature inspired a solution. There's an organism that scientists discovered. It can dry itself out completely for months on end, but still stay alive. Then it brings itself back to life, so to speak, and rehydrates itself. Scientists used that technique of that organism and applied it to a real-world problem. And that problem was having to keep medicine and vaccines refrigerated. It made transporting them to remote places very difficult, besides being expensive. There was no dependable way to do this. But now scientists can dry out the vaccines and transport them without needing to keep them cool. The lotus flower, a beautiful flower, has little bumps on it that makes rainwater roll off its petals. As the water rolls off, it collects dust and leaves the flower clean. Now, if only you could create a material that keeps itself clean like that. Unimaginable? Not at all. A German company did just that, and they created something that would, apart from anything else, save homeowners a lot of money, and that would be extremely profitable for the company. A self-cleaning paint. And this, we don't have to imagine. It's here. You can actually buy a paint that is self-cleaning. It will stay clean. A fabulous example of a problem, and scientists finding a workable solution from nature. One thing that was a challenge for scientists was how to keep things warm efficiently. Scientists were looking for a building material that would help insulate buildings and keep them warm. And what's more, they needed something affordable. They looked to nature and studied polar bears, which, as we know, have the ability to keep warm in spite of the fact that they live in frigid temperatures. So, scientists studied the fur of polar bears and found a way to replicate, to copy, the hollow shafts of hair. And the result? An insulation material that keeps buildings warm and stops them from losing heat.